John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Norman Greenbaum, The Spirit in the Sky, The John DiBella Show. The sky is still at 64 degrees, and it's still cloudy, and there's still a chance of some rain, and we're going to live with that for days on end. High temperature today, about 84, but 64 degrees outside right now. Tonight, tomorrow night, Thursday night at 8 o'clock at the Howie Mandel Comedy Club at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. This gentleman will be appearing. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com, and it is always a pleasure to see him walk into the studio. Craig Gass, right? That's your name, Craig Gass?
I think it is Craig Gass.
Craig Gass?
I think it is, yeah. All of a sudden,
I could be anybody you want.
It's hard to recall.
We're on the radio, yeah. So you can say, ladies and gentlemen, tonight through Thursday, Tracy Morgan.
Hey, what's happening? I want to put a baby on your butt. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Have you ever had Tracy Morgan on your show?
Only on the phone. He was never in the studio, but only on the phone.
I used to write for Weekend Update, and I have a million stories about Tracy and my favorite was doing a show at Caroline's opening for Dave Chappelle in 2001 when an agent walked up to me and said, did you hear about that party last weekend? And I said, did I hear about what? He goes, you hear about that party last weekend? I go, what party? And he goes, Tracy Morgan had a party that turned into an orgy. What? Turned into an orgy. We're standing around with our suits on and there's naked people. And then Tracy Morgan comes around the corner, takes off all his clothes and starts jumping in. And I go, what? Get out. What was this? And he goes, last Saturday night. Right at that moment, Tracy Morgan walks around the corner. I haven't seen Tracy in probably a year at this point. Mm-hmm. And I went, Tracy! I heard your party was messed up, man. And Tracy rolled over and he just eyeballed me.
It was crazy. It was crazy. You know what's crazy about it, Craig? When you get off on my floor, you don't even hear nothing. You don't hear nothing at all. Then you start walking towards my apartment, and you still don't hear nothing. Then I open my door, and there's buttholes and toes everywhere. Buttholes.
That is the craziest thing.
Check the podcast if you want to hear that last
Joke. Check the podcast. I'm sorry. I think I pushed just a little,
maybe a little bit on that.
You know what? I'll tell you what. And believe it or not, what I just said is the censored version of that story.
Oh, my God.
Yell out Tracy Morgan at the brand new Howie Mandel Comedy Club tonight, tomorrow, or Thursday. Right. And I'll tell you the uncensored version of Tracy Morgan.
Now, are you planning on bumping into John Brasher from the Phillies, because you have your Pearl Jam shirt on. And I didn't realize that they're now a city in Seattle.
Yeah, they just did a couple nights in Seattle. My friend Mike is the guitar player for Pearl Jam, I hung out. He's actually on my comedy special. Uh-huh. I did a comedy special called The Worst Comedy Show Ever. And Mike McGreedy shows up on the comedy special to show me how much better his life is than mine.
Okay.
And it plays really well. But they did two shows in Seattle, and they raised, I think it was like $20 million. They have a really bad homeless problem going on in Seattle. Uh-huh. And then I ran into Mike in Chicago.
Well, not everybody can have a job at Starbucks.
I know, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, Seattle's got a really, since the tech industry boom in Seattle's been happening for the last 5-10 because what do you call it? It's based out of there. Amazon.
Amazon's based out of Seattle.
And it's just made a big housing. It's just nuts up there. But what's crazy is that all the guys, I do impressions of Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons
all the time. Right.
That drives the guys in Kiss crazy. Mm-hmm. And the guys in Pearl Jam are huge Kiss fans. And Mike introduced me to his drummer. And we told Kiss stories for an hour.
Do all bands have Kiss stories?
Well, Matt Cameron has a very interesting Kiss story. When he was 15 years old, he formed a cover band with his friends. He formed a Kiss cover band.
All right.
And they called themselves Kiss.
What?
And they're 15 years old. And they would do, once a month, they play at a friend's house. And they pass flyers around school.
Uh-huh.
This Friday at John's house. Kiss! 8 p.m. And they'd have John's address on there. And then all the kids would show up at 8 o'clock. And then they'd come out as Kiss. And one day, Matt gets a letter in the mail from Casablanca Records, which is Kiss's record label.
Right.
And the first thing that Matt Cameron thinks is like, oh my, We're getting signed. We're getting signed. Call people up. Come over while I open this. All his friends go, we're going to open it together. You ready? They open it up. It's a cease and desist. From Kiss. He's 15 years old, and he's getting a cease and desist from Kiss. He still has the letter.
Oh, nice. God. I hope it's framed.
Yeah. I mean, it reminds me of a story that a buddy of mine who works with the Eagles told me once, and I thought this story was so...
You're talking band, not football team.
The band. And he had this story that I ran into a buddy who I found out played drums for Brian Wilson. Did I ever tell you that Brian Wilson story with Don Henley?
I don't think so.
When I first heard the story, it was too good to be true. And a week or two later, I ran into a buddy of mine named Todd Zuckerman, who plays he plays drums for Styx. And someone mentioned, you know, that guy played for Brian Wilson. And I go, you played for... Todd, I just heard a story. I can't even believe this is true about Don Henley. And he said, oh, about the autograph? Yep, it's true. I've seen it. Apparently, Don Henley is the biggest Beach Boys fan in the world.
Okay.
And he found out that Brian Wilson is doing an art exhibit in Los Angeles. So Don Henley grabs a copy of the first album he's ever owned, which was Beach Boys' Pet Sounds.
Okay.
To go and meet Brian and get the album autographed. He shows up at the art gallery. If you don't know anything about Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, Brian is off.
Yes. Yeah, he had some problems early on, and then drugs made them even worse.
And he's very off, and socially he's very awkward, apparently.
Yes.
So Don Henley walks in with a buddy of mine who's his guitar tech, and the guitar tech witnesses this exchange. Brian, Don Henley, Eagles. And he goes, oh, yeah, okay, sure. Sure. And Don's trying to have a normal conversation with Brian Wilson. It's not going anywhere. And Don finally goes, all right. Hey, listen, do you mind? This is the first album I ever purchased. Would you mind? And he goes, sure. You got something I can sign with? He goes, yeah. And he gives him the Sharpie. Brian Wilson grabs the album, grabs the Sharpie, looks at Don, and then writes, to Don. Then looks back at Don Henley, looks back down, thank you for all the great music, and then slows down, thinks about it, looks over at Don, scratches off the word great and writes good, and then signs his name, here you go, and walks away. Wasn't trying to be a jerk. He just is that awkward. He just realized halfway through, you know what? Not great. I mean, you're not a Beach Boy. You're not a Beach Boy. You're good. But Don Henley found it so funny that he framed it. And it's in his literary. So when you mention, like, you take the cease and desist and you frame it, Don Henley apparently has this awkward autographed framed in his house. But, one thing that's happened since the last time I saw you that you don't know about is I finally auditioned for Saturday Night Live for the first time.
Wow, that's great! Wow.
And, hey, I'm in Atlantic City, so it's not... I didn't make SNL, but I'm doing good. I'm doing good because I'm in Atlantic City. I'm at the brand new Hard Rock Casino tonight through Thursday. But Dana Carvey, former cast member of SNL, helped me with my audition.
That's great.
And
when will you know?
They sent me a note... through a manager saying...
cease and desist.
You can work that in tonight, Craig.
Is appearing tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday at the Howie Mandel Comedy Club in Atlantic City at the Hard Rock. Tickets are available to Ticketmaster.com.
That was so
Please
good.
Bring your own cease and desist letter.
That was so good.